The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, friends. I'm Joanna Santa Barbara, and we're about to share an eco postcard. In eco postcards, I give you snippets of information about what's going on in our beautiful world, in the web of life, in which we're just one node. Some of these stories are saddening or angering, and many are inspiring as we consider each of us our own pathway of protecting people and planet. So let's start with what's on. And I'd like to remind you each time of when the repair cafes are on in Motueka on the 21st of August and in Nelson on the 22nd of August. And also at the Motueka Library, where the Motueka Repair Cafe is conducted every third Saturday, is a very appealing event on Wednesday, the 4th of September. And that is a book launch of Nature's Future, Our Future. That'll be 5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. What's it about? Well, interestingly, it's been the invitation is from the Department of Conservation, and the issue of conservation and protection of nature is an extremely strong theme in the book. Des Casey, who is a local person, he's a Stoke resident. He begins the book with an examination of our relationship to nature and the impairment of that relationship as we exploit and destroy nature, and how we need to rework our relationship with nature and restore what we have harmed. But he goes on particularly to talk about what we can do in the work part of our lives. How we can, starting from our workplace, take action on repairing nature in terms of what we do, how we do it, and how we relate to nature in our world of work. Recommended. Good book, and Des Casey is a delightful person to meet. So, on to our next issue, which is something of a puzzle, but a very, I have to say, ominous puzzle, and that is the extreme leap in temperature. At the end of last year, 2023, beginning of this year, 24. You will know that 23 was the hottest year on record, with all kinds of records being broken day by day, month by month. And some of those 23 records have been broken again in 24. So why is this happening? Well, the answer might seem obvious, but is less obvious than we think. Why it might seem obvious is we're still pumping more and more greenhouse gases in the air. So we still expect the physical reaction to that to be an increase in temperature. But the increase is more than can be explained by that. Just to demonstrate how severe the increase has been, you may be aware that in the annual pilgrimage of people to Mecca, 1,200 people died of heat stroke just on that pilgrimage. And the number of places where temperatures over 50 degrees centigrade were recorded has been greater than ever before. Not only in Middle Eastern countries, and African countries, but also in US, Mexico, and China. Almost all climatologists agree that it has to do with the burning of fossil fuel, but more is required to explain it. Some of the suggested explanations are that it was an El Nino year, which makes things hotter. The Tongan volcano erupted in early 22, sending a lot more greenhouse gases into the air. Solar activity has ramped up, and pollution controls that have reduced sulfur dioxide may have something to do with it. Sulfur dioxide, which is the cause of acid rain, is very important to reduce it, but it in the atmosphere it has a cooling effect, so reducing it leaves a hotter atmosphere. But then scientists thought that none of those explanations actually adds up to account for the spike in temperatures. One of the big worries is that it's a loss in the Earth's albedo, which is the reflective power of white ice and snow surfaces. And so while the ice and snow recedes and the area on the Earth becomes smaller, the dark earth or forest that's left behind absorbs more heat. Even then, scientists think that doesn't quite explain the phenomenon. So we wait with dread to see what the records of this year show. Okay, on to a more constructive theme that has to do with the construction industry. And that is a very interesting project that's taking place in Canterbury. Normally, houses and buildings have varying lifespans from half a century to many centuries, but when they become unusable, they have to be taken down. What usually happens is that the taking down is a very rough process, breaking things apart, and all of that stuff gets put in a tip and taken to the landfill and wasted, and then produces greenhouse gases as it decomposes. Well, a project has got itself together around the Awataha Marae with a lecturer at Massey University in Built Environment, Dr. Mohammed El-Khaboutli, to deconstruct buildings in a way that the material can be reused. So the deconstructors have been trained in how to do this and learn things like denailing wood and protecting things for reuse, and have begun doing this to then store and reuse the material. An interesting project, and one which we need much more activity in this area. They are using the Awataha Marae is using the recycled materials to build prefab sleepouts, demonstrating the practical application of sustainability principles in construction and design. And good for them in doing that. So that's it for today, dear listeners. This has been an Eco Postcard. I'm Joanna Santa Barbara. Eco Postcards broadcasts Monday afternoons 3:30 p.m. and Saturday mornings 9:45 a.m. Till next week, bye for now.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community Access Media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.